نعم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a book on the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and also the biography of his great companion Abu Bakr al-Siddiq in a form of question and answer. And it is, inshallah, useful for the beginners as well as for the kids. So there comes groups of questions. I believe each is in five number. Each group is in five. And let's begin with the seerah of the questions concerning the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is under the competition known as Al-Utr wal-Bakhur fi Sirat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also Al-Utr wal-Bakhur fi Sirat Sahib al-Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. The first question is, in Mecca, there was a spread of the worship of Allah in accordance with the millah of fill the blanks. Ibrahim, that's right. The followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam were known as, they had the title of Al-Hunafa. Al-Hunafa, that's right. Hunafa, that's right. With time, many people in Mecca began to worship fill the blanks. The idols. Then many different worships spread in the Arabian Peninsula. Some used to worship the sun and fill the blanks. The moon, that's right, the moon and stars. Yes. The fifth question. And from them were Al-Majus, the Magians, the worshippers of fill the blanks. Fire. Yes. And from them were also fill the blanks. In Arabia. Jews. And from them also were Christians. Yes. This is the first group of questions. Let's go to the second group. Where was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam born? He was born in Mecca. طيب. When was he born? Date of birth. Yes. Believed to be 12 of Rabi' al-Awwal. But in the year 571. The year in which he was born coincided with the year known as the year of the Al-Fil, the elephant, yes. What was the day he was born on? Monday. The story of the people of the elephant is mentioned in the Quran. What's the name of the surah, the chapter? Surah Al-Fil, Surah of the Elephant. Yes. This is the second group. The third group. Who was the one who named the Prophet ﷺ by this title, Muhammad? What's his grandfather? What's his name? Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib, correct. Who is the Prophet ﷺ's father? What's his name? Abdullah. Who was the Prophet ﷺ's mother? Amina bint Wahab. Amina bint Wahab. طيب. When did the Prophet ﷺ die? I'm sorry. When did the father of the messenger ﷺ die? His father died before birth, before he was born. Yes. Where did he die? Where did he die? Medina. Yes. This ends the third group. Yani outside of Medina, that's right. طيب. What is the name of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abd al-Muttalib, نعم, ibn Hashim from the tribe of Quraysh. نعم, al-Qurayshi, that's right. طيب, what's the name of his mother? No, more complete. Amina bint Wahab bin Abd Manaf bin Zuhra bin Kallab. Who was the most pleased with the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His grandfather? Who was his grandfather? What's his name? Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib. Yes. Okay. Now, the year of the elephant coincides with the current era. In which year? Sorry. 570 or 571. Group, next group, group 5. After the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was suckled by No. his mother. First, his mother. Amina bint Wahab. Then Thuwaiba. A freed slave for Abi Lahab. Thuwaiba. الأسلمية. نعم ثويبة. Then he was given to another woman to suckle him. What's her name? حليمة. حليمة السعدية. حليمة السعدية. That's right. And she lived in yes, a rural area of Bani Sa'd in the desert. Of Bani Sa'd. For the tribe of Sa'd. Bani Sa'd. And he remained with her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until he reached the age of 4. Then he returned afterwards to his mother. That's right. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, next group, group 6. Who was the one who took care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam following the Prophet's mother's death? His grandfather Abd al-Muttalib. Yes, his grandfather Abd al-Muttalib. Who was the one who took care of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the death of his uncle, of his grandfather Abd al-Muttalib? Next, who took care of him? His uncle Abu Talib. طيب. When did his mother die? The Prophet's mother. When he was 6. Yes. How did his uncle treat him? Kindness, protection, yes, love. He was one of his own, indeed. Now, this is about his grandfather, and as well as his uncle, Abu Talib. Same thing. Type. We move to group 7. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved his uncle. Fill the blanks. Yes, his uncle Abu Talib, he loved him, yes. The Prophet ﷺ joined his uncle on a journey to fill the blanks. To Ash-Sham, yes. Greater Syria, that's right. Ash-Sham, Jayid. The Prophet ﷺ worked as what when he was young? Yes, he shepherded, that's right. How old was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he joined his uncle on the journey to Ash-Sham? No, not 12. No. He was 13. He was 13. Was the Prophet, or did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam take wages for his shepherding the sheep? The answer is yes, he took, but it wasn't that much. No. Group 8. Why was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the trustworthy? Al-Amin. No, he didn't lie. Yes, he spoke the truth. He always spoke the truth, alayhi salatu wasalam. Tayyib. Khadija bint Khuwaylid liked the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and so she wanted to marry him. That's right. Who was the one who asked for Khadija's hands? Who was the one who asked for Khadija's hand? His uncle Abu Talib. طيب. How old was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he married Khadija? 25. How old was Khadija when she got married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She was 40. Now, next group. How was the life of Khadija with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In a few words, very loving and kind, beautiful. Very loving and kind and supportive. That sums it all, Sister Amana, mashallah. That sums it all. Very nice. Yeah. Why did Khadija agreed or looked forward to assign or to get in business with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before her marriage? Because he was Amin, because he was truthful and trustworthy. Allahumma salli wa sallim alayhi. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. Third question. Naam. And he was a good trader. Who was the one who accompanied Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his trade, trading with the wealth of Khadija radiallahu anha to the greater Syria area? His name is Maysara. He was the servant of Khadija. May Allah be pleased with her. Yes. What did Maysara say concerning the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after their return? What did he describe? Yes, honest, sadiq, baraka, yes, and people loving him. Now. Yeah. That's right. Most blessed, loved, yes, blessed. No. How long did Khadija lived with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Twenty-five. Yes. A group then. How many children did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam have? How many children did he have? Seven. طيب. How many boys? Three. طيب. How many girls? Four. All the children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam except Ibrahim were from his marriage to Khadija. That's right. The mother of Ibrahim is Maria al-Qubtiyya radiyallahu anha. Radiyallahu anha. Allah be pleased with you. Yes. 11th group. Did the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Khadija, did they live until the call of Islam? No. What are the names of his boys, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ibrahim, Abdullah, and Al-Qasim. Yes. طيب. What are the names of his daughters, alayhi salatu wasalam? Fatima, طيب. Zainab, Umm Kulthum, Ruqayya. That's right. Fatima, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum, Zainab. That's it. Did all of them become Muslims? Yes. No. When did Zainab and Ruqayya and Kulthum, may Allah be pleased with all of them, when did they die? Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's death. That's right. Next group, group 12. When did Fatima radiallahu anha die? After him. 6 months after him. That's right. Where was Ibrahim born? Medina. Where was Al-Qasim born? Mecca. And Abdullah also in Mecca. What about Fatima radiyallahu anha in Mecca? Yes. Group 13. Where was Zainab born? Mecca. And Umm Kulthum, Mecca. Ruqayya, Mecca. Khadija, his wife, Mecca. Zainab,
No.
Zainab?
No.
Medina.
Medina. No.
Tayyib. Where was Umm Kulthum? Where did Umm Kulthum die? Umm Kulthum died in Medina. And Ruqayya. Ruqayya died in Medina. Fatima died in Medina. Ibrahim died in Medina. Al-Qasim died in Mecca. طيب عبد الله group 15 عبد الله Mecca, he died in Mecca. What about Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather? Where did he die? Mecca. What about his uncle, Abu Talib? Abu Talib died in Mecca. The Prophet's father, Medina. The Prophet's mother, be careful. The Prophet's mother. No. Yes, in an area called Al-Abwa, between Mecca and Medina. Yes. Between Mecca and Medina. Al-Abwa. Yes. Yes. طيب. Group 16. What did the people of Mecca decide when they saw that the Kaaba was deteriorating and about to fall apart? To rebuild it. Yes. طيب. Did all the tribes of Quraysh join in this? Did all the tribes of Quraysh join in this? Yes. Now what did they differ about? What did they differ about? Yes. Who would have the honor of placing the stone, the black stone? And they almost fought on that, yes. Who was the one who was able to resolve this dispute? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes. What was the age of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then? How old was he? How old was he? No. 35. Group 17. What did the tribes of Quraysh agree upon in this incident of the black stone? That they will let the judgment be for the first one who comes in. طيب. Who was the first one to enter upon them? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. When they saw him, what did they say? When they saw him coming, they said, Al-Amin, we chose him as an arbitrator. Yes. Why did they say that Al-Amin? Why did they call him Al-Amin? Because they knew. They knew him, yes. They knew him. That's right. What did he do when they informed him about their dispute? What did he do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Set the clock and each chief took a corner. Yes. Who, group 18, who was the one to put this stone in its place? Who had this great honor? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes. Did all the tribes of Quraysh agree to his judgment? Yes. What does this tell concerning, what does this tell, the ruling of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does it tell? That he was wise, that he was wise, exactly his wisdom, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, why is it that the rebuilding of the Kaaba ended up in this way we see now, in this limited way? No? They didn't have enough money. They didn't have enough money. They didn't have enough money. That's the right answer. This is the Hijr. Okay. Is the Hijr of Ismail part of the Kaaba? The Hijr is the portion of the Kaaba left out unroofed. Yes, it is. Let me ban this person. Okay. His nickname is not taking it so. Allah understand. طيب. Now, 19. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam love his people, and did they love him? Yes. What was the basis of his cooperation with them? They cooperated on? In goodness. Yes, in goodness. Did the family of the Prophet ﷺ protect him from harm? Yes. Was he ﷺ pleased with the worship of the idols? No. Was he pleased with the drinking of khamr, alcoholic beverages? He was sad. No. Group 20. Was he pleased with the gambling? What was the concern of the Prophet ﷺ? What was his most concern? Yes. The shirk of his people and their misguidance. Exactly, and also guidance for them. Yes, yes, Asir, yes. Correct. Did he mingle with them on these things? No. Now, but he mingled with them in cases that were no harm, good, and yes, useful. Now, group 21, or beneficial, yes. The Prophet ﷺ was inclined to something as much as he was able to do. What was that? Contemplation. And he chose a place called, for that he chose a place called Kaif Hira. Incline, yes, sister. Yes. Kaif Hira. The name of the mountain enclaving this cave was called Jabal al-Nur. Jabal al-Nur, Mount Nur. This was at a distance of 2 miles from where? Mecca. The Prophet ﷺ used to spend, fill the blanks each year in the cave. One month. What did he do in the cave? What did he do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the cave? Contemplate and worship according to the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. On the 12th of the month of Ramadan in the year 610, or when, let's put it this way, when did he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, receive the revelation in the cave? Ramadan 610, yes, 840, yes. And he was 40 years, 6 months and 12 days. Group 23, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw whom when he was in the cave? The angel Jibreel. What did Jibreel do? Pressed him 3 times. Yes. Pressed him 3 times. Each time he told him to, towards his chest, read, recite. And he would answer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot read. What did Jibreel alayhi salam say at last to him? Read in the name of your Lord. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. The one who created you. Did now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read? Did he now at this point read? Yes. After that he returned where? He went where? He went home. And in what manner? Trembling. Why he was shaken and trembling? Because fearful, yes. He was scared because of what? Because of what he saw. He thought something bad was happening to him. Because of the magnitude of the incident. And the surprise. We stop here, inshallah, at group 25th. Inshallah, we continue later. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa taslima kathira.